David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here. He examines securities on the scale of most attractive to most dangerous. He's looking for trouble. And now he's found it and is going to share it with us. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life, where David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, joins us to talk about something that he's looking out for. And at New Constructs, well, they use a forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis kind of model that involves digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. The result is that they evaluate securities differently from most folks, because many people are looking from the top down. They see something that looks good and they wind up saying, okay, yeah, at the surface level, it's skin deep. David asked the question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, because when you dig in at the bottom, you often find that the situation is misleading. And when it's misleading against investors, that's when something is dangerous. To learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. They blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information about anything you hear us talking about on the show. David Trainer, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Momentum stocks.
Danger, danger.
Okay, momentum stocks are in the Danger Zone, and I'm sure you're going to have a couple of specific examples for us, but why momentum stocks in trouble now?
We feel like this bull market is sort of long in the tooth, and you know, we found a couple of stocks that have just been up kind of like ridiculously high year to date, who also, when the markets were a little tumultuous back in the end of the year, took huge nosedives relative to the market. So they've really outperformed so far this year in a frothy type market. And when markets got a little trembly, they significantly underperformed. So these guys are sort of effectively perfect examples of stocks that are running on the fumes of market euphoria or exuberance, the classic sort of momentum, non-fundamentally driven stocks. And timing is everything, of course. But we'd like to point these guys out because we think we're going to be able to take a pretty good victory lap. Not exactly sure when, but in the not-too-distant future, just because they're just really bad businesses with absurdly high valuations that are popular. And when the music stops, it's going to be ugly.
So let's give an example of why you think it's going to be ugly. Is there a stock or two that are kind of the poster child for why top momentum stocks are in your sights right now?
Yeah, we got two in the report that your listeners can get from our website. The first one is Carvana, or Carvana.
Oh, the people that do all the advertising about how they're revolutionizing how we sell cars, and you can do it from the car vending machine. Okay, well, why is that one not necessarily going to be so great? What does the market have to figure out about that?
Well, I mean, it's up over 100% year to date, right, which is way more than the S&P. And this is a company that's pretty wildly unprofitable, you know, in some ways kind of reminding me of Uber and Lyft, you know, and another kind of business, other businesses in the automobile-related industry, I guess. Yeah, but, you know, profits are headed down. The negative economic earnings and declining. And so the underlying economics of the business just really aren't working. And then the valuation is really pretty absurd. This is kind of what I love, right? The valuation implies effectively that this one small company that's highly unprofitable is going to have, you know, significantly almost 50% more revenue than CarMax within the next 15 years. And it's like, oh, okay, so it's priced not really just for perfection, but like market dominance. It's going to just put CarMax out of business, which is, I think, kind of absurd. And by the way, that growth on the top line has to be accompanied with significant growth and profitability simultaneously, right? One of the reasons I think Silicon Valley, you know, kind of has convinced people to invest in businesses that are losing money is because that's how you take market share. Well, this stock is priced as if it's going to take market share and have tons of profits. It's kind of impossible, highly unlikely to do both. Right, because typically you're only able to aggressively take this kind of market share when you're able to offer unsustainably low prices that lure customers away from what they're typically already paying for. So let's avoid that one.
So Carvana, yeah, just crash it out quickly. What's the other stock that you're using as an example?
Rogers Corporation.
And so what's the problem there?
You know, it's a very similar story, except this one is also one of these roll-up schemes that we've told you guys about for a long, long time, where you're seeing the top line looking great and growing. You're seeing earnings looking great and growing, while economic earnings are really headed in the opposite direction. I love it when Kyle and Sam put these charts in the reports where it's an X, because the gap net income is going, you know, up and to the right. Economic earnings are down and to the right, opposite direction. But it's a roll-up scheme, which is just one of the worst, because basically just exploiting accounting rules to make earnings look good using acquisition accounting, when bankers are making a lot of money, executives are making a lot of money, and shareholders are footing the bill, because these acquisitions are not as accretive as earnings would have you believe. They're actually not been accretive at all. And so this is a business that's really, you know, squandering shareholder value in a big way, and investors are bidding it up. And I think that's just setting these investors up for unhappiness in the not too distant future.
So it's Carvana, that's ticker symbol CVNA, and Rogers, ROG. They are the poster children for why momentum stocks are in the danger zone. If you want to learn more, check out the blog at newconstructs.com, where they talk about all their danger zone picks. There's a lot more information for you there. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
Again, David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. On Twitter at New Constructs, online at newconstructs.com. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, April 29th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Lamar Villery from the Villery Funds. Villery and Company will be here when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.